Namo Amida Butsu and Happy New Year. As we begin the new year, let me express my most sincere best wishes to you for a harmonious and joyful 2018. As we start the new year, please set some time aside to reflect and make an aspiration for the new year. The Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii theme and slogan for 2018 is Embrace Change, Harmony, Accepting Differences. Our focus this year is harmony. As we reflect on the state of affairs of our world, including some concerning incidents that have occurred even in our own Aloha state, we must, more than ever, strive for harmony in the world. However, how do we achieve this harmony? Harmony does not just happen, even if we are told to be harmonious. In the Buddhist tradition, harmony, or at least the aspiration for harmony, arises from an understanding or realization of interdependence. Interdependence is not only a principle to be intellectually understood, but a truth that is to be felt by the heart as well. From this realization by both the heart and mind arises the aspiration and also the behaviors or actions which result in harmony. As a foolish being or bumbu, one very limited in my capacities, especially because of my self-centeredness, it is challenging to always be harmonious, but we are being encouraged and supported by the Buddha Dharma to be such. Harmony and accepting differences is not a sign of weakness or powerlessness. On the contrary, it requires deep insight and inner strength, as exemplified by the two-headed bird, Gumiocho, that symbolizes the truth of interdependency, which our 25th spiritual leader is emphasizing. His Eminence Gomonshu Kojin Otani shares, quote, "Everything in this world exists based on interdependency. When we are not aware of this, we tend to think to ourselves that our own perspective is the only one that is right and justified. This is what causes conflicts to arise. How then do we attain peace that we seek in the world today? It is necessary that we first treat others with the same care and respect that we would show ourselves. The weakness of our relationships with each other is a result of us thinking about ourselves more than others." 1,400 years ago, Prince Shotoku emphasized the value of harmony as he tried to unite various factions into a unified whole. He also provided sound and practical advice with his words, quote, "Let us cease from wrath and refrain from angry looks, nor let us be resentful when others differ from us. We are not unquestionably sages, nor are they unquestionably fools. Both of us are simply ordinary people. How can any person lay down a rule by which to distinguish right from wrong? For we are all one with another, wise and foolish, like a ring which has no end." He further shares, quote, "Sincerely revere the three treasures. The three treasures are Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. There is no age in which people cannot find the Dharma to be noble. Those who are extremely wicked are few, but when they are taught the Dharma, they can follow it. Unless they align themselves with the three treasures, on what basis can they correct their mistaken ways?" End quote. I believe the prince received his understanding, inspiration, and based his wise counsel on the wisdom and compassion of the Buddha Dharma. In the book, The Teaching of Buddha, it shares about the Sangha, in a slightly adapted quote by myself, quote, "Thousands of people may live in a community, but it is not a true community until everyone knows each other and has empathy for one another. A true community has faith and wisdom that illuminate it. It is a place where people know and trust one another, and there is harmony. In fact, harmony is the life and essence of a true community or organization. Thus, the true teaching is the fundamental requirement of a perfect organization." End quote. According to the Dharma, harmony is the essence of the Sangha. Today, I would like to suggest that we apply this notion of Sangha to our entire world community. More than ever, we need to see, realize, understand how interconnected and interrelated we are, the whole world, that is, and respect that interdependence. This 2,500-year-old truth, expounded by Shakyamuni Buddha, is a major key for our future. In 2018, nurtured by Buddha's wisdom and compassion, may we become more aware of the virtues of humility, self-reflection, mutual respect, nonviolence, and equality, and thus contribute towards a more peaceful, compassionate, and harmonious world. As a concluding quote, I share Shinran Shoning's aspiration, quote, may there be peace in the world, and may the Buddha's teachings spread, end quote. As I have often repeated, the life of a Jodo Shin Buddhist is a life of responding to the great wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha by trying to live the best life we can, guided by the teachings, not for our own sake, but also others, including those who are different from us. This is the peace and happiness that Buddhism speaks of. It is compassion for all, which has the wisdom of enlightenment guiding it. To conclude, I ask for your continued support of the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii, and also ask our members and supporters to please keep alive the aspiration for world harmony by continuing to speak about it, including self-reflect, and also be engaged in local and world events which try to nurture harmony in the world. I end by wishing you once again a very happy new year. Please join me in Gassho to recite the Buddha's honored name in awareness, joy, and gratitude. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, entrusting in all-inclusive wisdom and all-embracing compassion. Namanda Butsu, Namanda Butsu, Namanda.